Oh, extra extra is not live. Matthew Knowles claimed Beyonce and Kelly were harassed. Miley Cyrus is free. Lizzo's ass was out. And Blake and Ryan are banned from Pinterest. All this and more with your hosts, Julian Gonzalez, Alan Pintle, and Rachel Chapman. Let's get extra.
Hello, welcome back to Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. How do I know it's your favorite podcast? Because you tuned in once again to listen to me, your host, Julian Gonzalez. Can you please follow me on Instagram at North Hollywood Jules? And don't stop there, baby. Yeah, you should follow this podcast, subscribe, share it. If you're feeling crazy for the holiday season, find me on Venmo at North Hollywood Jules. I'll take your money. That's fine. I mean, I do this for free anyway, so why not pay me to keep doing it since y'all asked for me to come back? Amazing. You guys, this week I'm joined by two very funny people. The funniest. Okay, first, years ago, my first guest will remember, and she didn't take my advice. I said her Instagram handle needs to be Pintal Bean because I think it's very funny, and I think it would make just people smile the minute they see it, and she makes people smile because she is a comedian. It's Alan Pintal.
Hello.
All the way from, like, San Francisco.
Hell yeah. Flew in this morning. My arms are tired. You're right. I never did change my Instagram handle.
And that's okay. You know, why listen to a man? Do what you want to do. It's your world. It's 2020.
Hell yeah.
Alan, plug yourself so that the listeners can, you know, look at your face while they listen to your voice and get the full experience.
Oh, you're right. Okay. So my Instagram handle is actually Hey Alan, HeyAllyn. Like and comment and follow me, or, you know, follow me at UCB where I do Harold and Maude and see me live in person.
Oh, wow. She does it all. Okay. What are you doing with your life? Next. Next. All the way from Florida. Yeah. Okay. If you ask her about it, she'll tell you about NASA because, wait, okay, I also have to know, like, did you like that movie with Brad Pitt this year where he was in space?
I didn't see it.
It was bad.
Was it? Which one was that one?
Ad Astra.
I wanted to see it.
Anyways, the face of Freeform, it's Whoa. Rachel Chapman.
Ooh, hello. Oh, hello.
With a bright red lip this morning. Oh, it's only 11:30 a.m., but she said, you know what? I'm here, and it's a red lip type of Saturday.
It's for my advent calendar.
Oh.
I'm doing a NYX advent calendar, so every day's a new lip color.
Oh, it's only lipstick.
Yeah. Well, there's also gloss and cream.
Stuff for your lips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not your cheeks, not your eyes, not your contour.
No, I don't do other stuff. I just do lips.
The lips.
Yeah. I have been loving the Instagram updates of those advent calendars.
Yeah.
Rachel Chapman, uh-huh. Plug yourself.
Oh, okay.
And not your cat, just yourself so people can see. Oh, you can plug your cat too, but I mean, they want to know who they're listening to.
Oh, okay. Well, it's confusing because my handle is my cat's name. My Instagram is at Lady Tom Hanks. That's the lady version of Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Oh, have you seen that movie with Tom Hanks where he plays Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah? Oh.
Did you cry because it was Tom Hanks or because it was Mr. Rogers? Because it was both.
Because there was daddy issues.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, I gotta see this.
Yeah.
I know, relatable content. Okay, well, let's just dive right into this podcast because I know that some of us have places to be. Okay, so we gotta get this over with. Okay, we're gonna go into my top five stories of the week. Now, these are the top five stories according to me. Why?
Because it's your podcast.
I'll take it. Look, and really, it's been a slow snooze festival week, so I don't know if these are really the top five stories of the week. They're just five stories, actually. But I digress. Lizzo, you know, if you recall, she brought a tiny little purse to the AMAs and she rocked Twitter and the world with that. But you know what? Timothée Chalamet just went up to her by bringing a tiny Eiffel Tower keychain on the red carpet for the Paris premiere of his new movie, Little Women. I love this lesbian.
I saw that.
I love it. He was wearing a magenta suit and he had a little Eiffel Tower. What is the trend with these little things?
I don't know. Was it? Do you think he was intentionally copying Lizzo?
Duh.
Oh, that's true. But hers was a purse. This was just a
keychain.
Yeah, like that didn't make sense.
There was no keys attached to it. He just was holding it.
Also,
but he was holding it like in his hands like this. Like if it was me, I would have been walking like boom. Oh. You know, like check out my Eiffel Tower.
Like he was just holding it, but not presenting it.
Right. Yeah. Oh. It was kind of just like there. So like, what was the point, Timothée Chalamet?
Just because they're in Paris, what would have happened if they were anywhere else?
So it was in Paris, right?
Yeah. So what if he was in Brazil and he had that big statue of Jesus or whatever?
Yeah.
What if this was his first time visiting? I feel like every first time tourist to Paris buys those keychains.
I know. Maybe he got it from he landed from the airport.
Yeah.
Saw it at the concession stand.
Like, oh, that's real cute.
That was what it's called?
Yeah. You
know, like that souvenir shops.
Like souvenir shop there.
Hudson newsstand.
Just like every person, like, hey, look what I just bought.
Yeah. A keychain. Yeah. You know what? Good for him. I love it. I love a fashion moment. I love when a lesbian is out here doing stuff. So good for her. You guys, now.
Serious.
Okay, you guys, this is really hard for me to report because everyone knows I do love Cardi B. She does have some good songs, but everyone knows I do love Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B keeps getting the firsts when Nicki Minaj should be getting the first. Okay, it's like Nicki Minaj's world. Now Cardi B is the first female rapper to cover American Vogue. She is joined on the January 2020 cover with her daughter Culture.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, good for her. I love it. You know, Serena did beat her by having the youngest baby on the cover of Vogue when she had her baby Olympia, like at 2 weeks old on the cover.
Yeah.
But you know, this is beautiful. I love that Cardi B's on the cover. I love that she has her little daughter on the cover with her showing nipple. I mean, hello.
The daughter Free or Cardi
the nipple?
B?
The daughter.
Oh, I have seen these pictures. They are beautiful.
They're beautiful. And the daughter has like the baby hairs just laid down.
Oh. Please look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Gorgeous.
Cardi looks so pretty. Instagram. I love it. I love Cardi as a mother. It's like Cardi got to be the first female rapper to win a Grammy. She got to be the first. It's like, what about Nicki Minaj?
It is true. It's like Nicki blazed the way and then Cardi B.
Nicki, she shot herself in the foot with this. You know, this is what she gets for, you know, always trying to feud with all these women.
Yeah.
Okay, I see it.
They're gorgeous.
Thoughts. Your first thoughts. First word that comes to your mind.
One of her legs is being cropped out.
Oh, wait, let me see.
that is a little awkward cropping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if we watch Top Model, we know that Tyra always says, don't crop your own leg out. Right? Looking like an amputee.
Also, she got to point that toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, it's great.
Gorgeous.
It's great. The grass is just green. Mm-hmm. The dress is just red.
I like the face.
Truly, her child is adorable.
Yeah, Culture is so cute.
So cute.
Culture's face is great. It does not match Cardi B's face at all. Like,
she's so silly.
Got two different directions from the photographer, but it's great. It's great.
Good for her.
Did you see Cardi B's Instagram this morning?
No.
I guess she got Offset a present. First, she was like, what can I get you? You have everything. And she's like, the fridge. And I was like, oh, she got him a big ass fridge. But then he opens it and there's like $500,000 in cash inside.
Whoa.
Yeah.
People just have too much money these days.
Wild. Yeah. Just inside of a empty fridge.
Yeah. Was the fridge plugged in? Was the money cold?
I don't know. They didn't say, or I didn't hear. I was like, put some food in there.
Yeah,
too,
put some
at least.
lemons or something. Yeah,
maybe that was part of the present. You know, like when your grandma buys you a purse for Christmas and there's like cash inside to go buy something for yourself. Maybe it's like, here's the money to go buy groceries.
Oh, yeah. $500,000 worth of groceries.
Oh, my God. But then she was also
a lot of milk.
You could buy a whole new fridge with that money.
You could buy 500,000 fridges.
How much is a fridge? I don't know.
I don't know, like $300.
Are they really?
$250.
Okay.
It's not that expensive.
$500,000 divided by $250.
Okay, Alan's trying to do basic math all the time.
I don't know. Take out a zero.
Three goes into five.
At least 500.
Fridges. Okay, I think three goes into 50. How many times? And add all those zeros. Back to it.
One, two,
I was trying to do
18?
It, and then I'm like, I'm not smart anymore. Wait, $500,000 divided by 250?
I mean, we're thinking that's how much a fridge costs. I really don't know.
2,000 fridges.
That's a lot of fucking fridges.
My God.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You know what? Good for you, Offset. Good for you, Cardi.
I know.
They could put a fridge in every single LA room. Apartment that doesn't have a fridge.
You're right.
Which is every apartment.
Yeah.
Cardi, Offset, do the right thing.
Yeah. I want a fridge. My apartment doesn't have one.
Wait, you still haven't put one in?
I rent.
You rent a fridge?
Yeah, that's real dumb because I've been there for so long that I pretty much could have paid for a fridge by now. Whoa.
Wait, how do you rent a fridge? Talking to the mic.
Warehouse was appliance.
Oh,
that's so weird to rent a fridge.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you gotta just buy that.
I should have just bought it, but then
does your fridge have a water dispenser and an ice maker?
No.
Cardi, please buy our friend Rachel Chapman a fridge.
And me too. And also, while you're at it, can you add a water line so I can have a fridge with water and ice?
Ooh, please.
Yeah,
because instead I have to just buy these big ass waters. And they used to be sparkless, but you know, Vaughn's fucked up and switched it to something called Primo. And it is not, it's not like spring water. It's filtered water. I don't like filtered water. I like spring water. I like tasting the nature.
Yeah.
Okay, also, bring back. I'm going to start a petition. # bring back sparklets to Vaughn's.
Yeah, Vaughn's, do the right thing, Vaughn's.
Cardi B, can you make Vaughn's bring back sparklets water?
Please.
I don't want to pay for them to deliver it.
Yeah, that's too much.
No.
Beyonce's father / old manager, Matthew Knowles, claims that a teenage Beyonce and Kelly were harassed by Jagged Edge members. Matthew claimed that when Beyonce and Kelly were in Destiny's Child on tour with Jagged Edge in the early 2000s, two members of the groups made advances towards them. Quote, now remember, the girls are minors. They're 16 years old. These guys are 21, 22 years old. I have a fiduciary duty with minors by the law. That's a certain way I have to manage that. I got a call from Kelly and Beyonce, and I talked about this in my book in detail, so he's clearly trying to push this book. saying that they were constantly being harassed by two members of Jagged Edge. I couldn't have that. I literally had to put the guys off the bus in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That began all of this drama. Okay, wait. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
The owner of the gym I go to said that she asked if I was from Louisiana because she said I have a southern accent. Do I have an accent?
I don't think so either, right? No.
I mean, I'm from LA.
You're from here, yeah.
I don't even think I have an accent. She's like, are you from Louisiana?
I don't think she can place
accents. I was like, maybe I like watch too much Hannah Montana. I don't know. Like, I'm not getting this accent from. Anyways, that began all this drama. When he was questioned on how he dealt with men trying to sleep with his teenage daughter, Matthew insists that he wouldn't talk about that topic on air. Quote, we won't talk about that on camera. Now, he did go on to clarify in a later interview to his Instagram account, saying, I feel the need to clarify that I did not say these girls were sexually harassed while on tour with Jagged Edge. What I said is they were harassed. The term sexual harassment may imply to some to mean physical advances. I certainly would not throw members of Jagged Edge under the bus in a world where we live in today. Using sexual in any part of any dialogue. I made damn sure I was careful not to do that. Because I guess Jagged Edge members came out to say, no, we did not sexually harass Beyonce and Michelle.
Yeah, so what he had they to doing? Clarify.
Just I think it was just like, oh, Shada, you cute.
They were bullying them the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Your songs suck.
But then allegedly, this is why Latavia and Latavia were kicked out of the group was because they were dating Jagged Edge members.
Is that like
There's four Jagged Edge members and there's four Destiny's Child members, and they're like, they all wanted a Destiny's Child member.
Oh, they were just trying to hook up one to one.
Yeah. Trying to do a little do-si-do. Oh.
Wow.
Dang.
Jagged.
# justice for Latavia and Latavia.
Yeah, they were just trying to date. Oh man, so then they were like, let's just add one more person because there's no three person male groups that we'll try to get with our
right. With well, our remember there was Michelle. When they added Michelle, they added Farrah, but then Farrah got kicked out after 3 months.
Oh, was she also dating Jagged Edge?
Probably.
What did Farrah do?
Her name was Farrah.
Oh, okay.
That is wild. But also, it's like he's probably like, I won't talk about this, but it's in my book.
Yeah, it's in my book. Buy my book.
Buy my books.
Now, let me tell you, Matthew, if it's a physical book, I'm not reading it. If it's an audiobook read by Tiffany Haddish, I'll listen to it. If not, I'm still not listening to it.
Do you only listen to audiobooks read by Tiffany Haddish?
Right. I only listen to Tiffany Haddish reading her own book. And that's the only audiobook I've ever listened to. And I haven't read a book since, I don't know, fourth grade.
Okay. I get that.
I don't know how to read.
No. Is it a good book, though? Hers? Tiffany Haddish?
It's good listening to her tell it, but it's literally just listening to her do a stand-up set because everything in her book is everything she talks about in her stand-up routines.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, is Tiffany Haddish's new Black Mitzvah Netflix special good? Absolutely not. It's terrible.
I didn't even know there was one.
Don't watch it. Don't waste your time. Okay. You should watch Jenny Slate's stand-up special.
Oh, that was great.
Jenny Slate is so fucking funny. I think she's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know she did stand-up. Jenny? Or is this her first?
No.
Special? That's how she got famous with stand-up.
Okay. I just assumed she was like a sketch actress.
She got on like SNL and then got fired for like cussing on her first episode.
Yeah.
She said the F word.
I mean, then Kristen Stewart said, and everyone's praising Kristen Stewart. But we love Kristen Stewart. I think Kristen Stewart. She's honestly amazing. Kristen Stewart is my girl crush. I love Kristen Stewart.
She's around here.
I know she's from LA.
Yeah, but like one of the members on my team like has been to her house.
I feel she lives somewhere in the valley, right?
Yeah, like she has friends who do improv.
Ew.
But I mean, like she goes to shows sometimes.
Oh yeah. Oh. Yeah. You were talking about that. Yeah,
we got to get back into the improv scene and find her.
Wait, she goes to UCB or like the clubhouse?
The one time I heard she went to Moving Arts.
Oh, ew. Right?
Yeah, We Improv. Yeah. Plug for We Improv, hosted by the amazing Jake Jabor. Sign up for classes.
Your face.
She went to like, disgusted. I mean, she went to like all the way to Moving Arts?
Yeah.
I mean, it's right by Baby Cakes. I will go there, too, to be honest. Right?
The one on that...
Like Larchmont? Like,
no.
It's the one on can't they... Like, Rowena? What is that?
Oh, sorry. Over there by, like... Gelson's. Oh, I'm thinking about something else.
Oh, the Gelson's that used to be...
The Trader Joe's that got shot up at.
Yeah. Wow. The Gelson's that used to be the original Walt Disney Studios before they moved to Burbank.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was in that small little lot?
Yeah. The grocery store, that's where the original... And then that's why they moved to Burbank, because they needed to expand.
Wow. And now it's a grocery store?
Yeah. Fun fact.
That's interesting.
And a funner fact, across the street is this yogurt shop, and they you can get hard shell chocolate cover on top of your frozen yogurt.
What's it called? Nice. Oh shit.
It's not
Magpies?
Magpies.
Magpies. Oh, okay.
I went there one time.
That's soft serve.
Yeah, soft serve. What did I call it? It's not frozen yogurt?
No.
Honestly, wasn't that good.
Really?
I love it.
Oh, do you love it?
I do like Magpies.
Yeah.
I mean, the flavor was okay.
Yeah. They come up with
fun stuff. Corn almond flavor.
Yeah, that's what I got. It tasted like cornflakes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then I got it with the chocolate hard shell cover.
That is a strange combo.
Honestly, yeah. And I shouldn't have gotten the chocolate hard shell cover because I thought it'd be fun like a...
Like the turtle shell stuff?
Yeah, but like the one that they dip in the... where they pitch a cup upside down.
Oh, like Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen's?
Yeah.
But maybe it was vegan that they were... The chocolate was vegan or something. It had like a weird texture. It was very hard to chew.
Oh, no.
Sounds vegan.
Yeah, no.
It was nasty.
I like getting hazelnut wafers.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds good.
Wow. Yeah. Now I'm hungry.
Well, we have, in a related news, this is still part of my other story. Beyonce got real about something most women deal with, having not one, but multiple miscarriages. Quote, having miscarriages taught me that I had to mother myself before I could be a mother to someone else. Then I had Blue, and that quest for my purpose became so much deeper. I died and was reborn in my relationship, and the quest for self became even stronger. It's difficult for me to go backwards. Being number one was no longer my priority. Beyonce is so amazing.
She is. Oh, man. Even to just talk about that is like, wow.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us that, but it's amazing that you're sharing your story.
I know. I love it. Yeah. And I love that she realized, you know what? My number ones now are my babies.
Yes. Also, sorry. What are her twins' names?
Oh, they have exactly. cool names.
Exactly. Everyone
cool
knows names, Blue right? Ivy, right?
It's like Rumi.
Yeah.
I don't
know. And the other one.
I know. They have cool names, but I don't remember.
I feel terrible.
It's like, it's not Moroccan and Morocco like Mariah, right?
No.
Rumi and Sir.
Oh.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. I don't like them. Beyonce, it's not too late to change their names.
Sir Carter.
Yeah, I don't like Sir.
Are they two boys? A girl and a boy?
I think it's a girl and a boy. I think Rumi's a girl.
Yeah.
Remember, there was like a meme that was like mapping this pregnancy over like Star Wars. Because it's like Luke and Leia are going to save us all from the evil force.
What? I've only seen the last Star Wars film. That's it. I've never seen Star Wars besides the one that came out the last time.
Oh, well. That means that Beyonce would die.
Stop. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not mapped one-to-one.
Okay. And then Jay-Z is Darth Vader? Sorry, I wouldn't tell you.
Miley Cyrus got the word freedom tattooed in a thin, delicate script above her knuckle on her right hand.
Cool.
Cool placement.
Ouch.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Miley, I'm sorry, but you're starting to look like a wall in Los Angeles, downtown LA. Her body is, I'm sorry. I think like tattoos are cute, but when you got the little ones just all over the place, I think it starts getting looking tacky.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
I don't know. I don't She's like the look of it. Her and her sister Noah, like they all have these ugly ass tattoos all over these little tiny tattoos all over their body. Like, mama, get it together. It
looks
bad.
You've seen Trace, right?
Yeah, but his looks good because his whole body's covered.
He's
so
covered. Maybe she's trying to get there.
She's trying to be there.
Yeah. I think she's going through something.
Right.
And she needs a friend there to be like, hey, are you sure you want this permanent thing on your body?
Yeah. And I'm all for tattoos. I don't have them. I do want them because I feel like tattoos just make you instantly hotter. And but then it's like, it is permanent. And I'm like, what's something I would like for the rest of my life? And I don't know, maybe my Instagram handle, but that's it, you know. But then some guy was like, oh well, tattoos are like, it's like your body is like a journal of your life and the tattoos are just different entries into the journal or some shit like that. He's trying to be poetic about it. And I was like, honestly, that's true, you know what I mean? So it's, you could grow out of that, but still look back at it and remember a time of your
like
life,
why and, you got it, how old
you
are,
and like
what you're going through.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, oh, that's a nice metaphor, I guess. So now I'm like, what should I get?
You should do it a lot. Some
should
of
I get a portrait
impulsive.
Of Sky Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just I'm
her sitting
like,
on the chair.
I'm truly just like research the best tattoo artist, because as
you
long
have
as
some
you
get, tattoos, right?
I do, and I'm like, just research your artists. Get some good work done.
Yeah.
Because even people who have like dumb tattoos, if they're done well, it's like, that's still cool.
Yeah. And it's like timeless.
Yeah.
Now, Rachel, would you get like a tattoo of like a RuPaul's Drag Race drag queen on you? Because you loved like Drag Race. Or would you get like a tattoo of like Kimberly J. Brown because you love Disney Channel movies?
Or Ryan Gosling. Or of Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks.
I've thought
your
about
cat.
Tom Hanks.
Florida.
But I would never get Florida tattooed on me.
The word or the state?
Either. I would get either. But I thought about Tom Hanks, but then also I can't do tattoos.
Like, I could see one, like right here, like right
the
here.
Inside of your
arm. Inside of your arm.
Yeah, by the armpit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the things I want would be so intricate that I would feel like they'd have to have a big space for it to make it right.
How about like your thigh?
No.
Ooh, I love thigh tattoos.
I think if I ever got a tattoo, I just want it above my knee. I think that's such a cute place. So it when you're wearing shorts.
Yeah, or like when
but
it's
I want
like
it to be,
out a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, but I want it to be so it's upside down so I can read it when I'm sitting down or see it when
like
I'm
words.
Sitting down.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is, just something so when I'm sitting down I can see it. But it'll be upside down to everyone else.
Who cares? Tattoos are for you.
Exactly.
I just keep thinking about my saggy old body and how it's gonna look different.
A decorated saggy old body versus just a plain one.
Yeah.
I just don't want Tom Hanks to start drooping.
But it's how it will be a representation of him in real life because he's gonna be drooping.
No.
She's like, he won't live that long.
No. Oh my God. Not on wood.
Oh my God.
We're in the age of good medicine. Who knows what will happen?
He's going to live longer than me.
To round out my top five stories, Rebel Wilson says she lost 8 pounds in 4 days while filming Cats dance scenes. Quote, I lost 8 pounds shooting my number in 4 days. One, because there was a lot of physicalities, but also they heated up the set very high to almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit so that we could never cool down. These people are like the best dancers in the world. So they can't cool their muscles down, or they could get injured and they'd be out of the film. So they heat up the set like a sauna, so we never cooled down, but it made it pretty uncomfortable.
Wow.
I mean,
Rachel used to dance. Is that true?
Well, yeah, you want to stay warm the whole
keep
time.
Keep that body hot.
Yeah. But 100 but degrees? Also, like,
I doubt it was 100 degrees. That sounds like an exaggeration.
Yeah, that's like torture.
That's what you said. Like a little kid says, oh, it feels like 100 degrees.
Okay, yeah.
But good for her. I want to lose 8 pounds in 4 days.
I lose 8 pounds every time I take a dump. And then... And then I go eat and it's right back. I feel like throughout the day I lose and gain 8 pounds.
Oh, damn, yeah. She is on this roller coaster.
Do you guys ever do that? I mean, like,
I don't ever poop that much.
No, I don't poop that much. But do you like, have you ever weighed yourself in the morning and weighed yourself at night? Like, it changes. Your body changes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the morning, you weigh less than at night because you don't have a whole full body of food in your stomach.
Yeah. Well, that's especially fun. After that.
I know. That's why I only weigh myself in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only should.
Yeah.
You guys, let's get to my last segment, Too Extra or Just Enough. Now, I'm going to report 5 more stories. I want to know, do you think if the person or the situation is being too extra, meaning they need to stop, or is it just enough? You want more?
Okay.
So it kind of means the opposite of what the wording is. Now, Jason Derulo can't stop talking about his fucking penis, if you don't recall. Last week, we reported that Jason was upset that Instagram removed a photo of him in a black underwear with his VPL showing, like, visible penis line. And he was saying, well, women can show areolas and they can show their booty holes and stuff on Instagram and they don't get removed. But I show, you know, myself in underwear and it gets removed. So now he's saying, talking about the Lycra cat suits the cats had to wear to transform into the cat counterparts on screen, Jason said, it was interesting because we had to wear these. They were like spandex, you know? So it was like very tight, you know? So it was bulging everywhere, bulges everywhere and balls everywhere and everything you could possibly imagine. So we were naked in front of each other. So we got very close and we had to be very confident in yourself, you know what I'm saying, to come out every single day and, you know, for months and months to see each other. All of each other.
Ooh, so the whole cast of Cats fucked.
Exactly. This was like the Olympics.
Ooh, okay.
He also says you know
a lot.
You know.
I feel like someone that doesn't know says you know a lot to get a confirmation.
Yeah.
You know,
bulges and balls, you know?
Like, that's dancing, though. Have you been to the ballet? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's bulges sticking out everywhere in the ballet.
Maybe he just doesn't.
He doesn't know that world.
Yeah.
I think he's being just enough. Is that too... That, no, that's the right word.
You think just that enough. You want more. You want him to keep talking about his penis.
Yeah. Keep showing that VPL, a new phrase I just learned right now.
Yeah. I think he's having a moment right now while Cats is coming out.
Yeah.
Then he won't be around.
Exactly. Honestly, Jason, it's too much. Like, if you're not saying, Jason Derulo, I don't want to talk about you. I don't care about your fucking penis. A lot of men have big dicks. We get it. It happens. Okay. Like, what else can you provide to the table?
Yeah. Too extra.
Kelly Marie Tran deleted her social media in 2018 after months of receiving online attacks for her Star Wars casting. In an interview this week with Variety, John Boyega, my boyfriend in my head, was asked about balancing positive fan interactions online with hate-filled internet trolls, a dilemma which Kelly solved by deleting her social media accounts in the wake of racist derogatory messages. John said, quote, being in this position, you just understand the masses, how the masses think, you know? Through social media, we get to engage, we get to have fun, but at the same time, for those who are not mentally strong, you are weak to believe in every single thing you read, that, you know, it is what it is. I don't know, for me anyways, when I see the backlash, I'm like, well, that's actually not true. But no, it is actually not true. So it's kind of like, it is what it is. Well, many believed he was implying that Kelly was weak for deleting her social media, so he released a statement to his Twitter account, which read, in no way was I was I referring to Kelly when I made my comments, although the interviewer mentioned her given the topic. I was really speaking from my own perspective throughout this franchise. Sometimes I felt strong and sometimes I felt weak. Badly worded though, I apologize.
Yeah.
You know, this is just enough. I don't think that he was at all referring to Kelly. I do think he was just talking about his personal opinion and his personal situation, because I don't know John Boyega to be anything but a nice, humble man. I don't know him, but he just seems very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Though I'm leaning towards too much, just because I don't think he received the level of hatred and vitriol that
right.
Marie Tran did.
Yeah.
Right. Like, hers was, like, vicious.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Also,
and I think it does take strength for her to delete her Instagram.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
protect yourself.
Yeah, because, I mean, she could have, if she was weak, she could have done self-harm or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't think that there's anything weak about not seeing what you don't want to see.
Exactly.
So
exactly. Yeah. I don't like the term strong-minded or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that just implies, or, like, my sister posted something the other day that was like something about like I have like strong mental health or something like that. And I was like, good for you. So many people have mental health issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it's good for your sister to like believe in her self-worth and say, you know, am I, because maybe she wasn't weak. It was weak.
Yeah,
she,
but it was putting down people
other
with
people?
Mental health issues.
Oh,
that's too much.
And then I texted her and she's like, is it okay if I just say that because I don't remember anything? And so, like, of course I
oh my God.
Feel positive because I don't remember all the bad things.
Oh, I'm like, God.
Yeah, you dumb. I love you. Yeah.
She should tweet that.
Yeah. Okay, so Lizzo caught heat this week for showing off her fat ass in a thong in a cutout dress while twerking at a Lakers game when the Lakers girls danced to her song Juice. Now, it was alleged that she was later banned from Staples Center for future events,
but the
president of Staples Center came out to say, quote, she is not banned from the Staples Center and is welcome here anytime. It's ridiculous that these rumors get started and that people write these types of things without making any attempt to find out the truth. It's very lazy and disrespectful. We look forward to hosting her at the Grammys in January. And if Staples Center is her choice to play LA on her next tour, selling out her shows, period. Now, Lizzo spoke to Gail about the incident, saying, I think no one would have ever saw what I was wearing, like the back of it, if I didn't get up and dance. The Lakers girls came up to me and said, we're so excited that you're here. We want to perform one of your songs for you. And I remember I was sitting there and I was with my manager and my friend and they were like, you should get up and dance. They're doing this for you. And I was like, all right. So I got up and just did what I always do. Anyone who knows me knows I've always been, this is how I've always liked to dress. And in case you were wondering if her bare ass was touching a dirty seat at the Lakers stadium, she went on to clarify, I had layers down there, so it wasn't just flesh to see.
Oh, okay, good. That's what I was worried about.
I know, that's what I was nervous about.
Yeah.
I think you're about to get, you know, some type of like flesh-eating bacteria in your booty hole.
Oh, God.
Something. Yeah. I don't know if how they, well, they clean those seats.
Probably not at all.
No.
Oh, who knows?
Someone else's sweat.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm having flashbacks to riding the subway during the summer in New York City and you're wearing shorts.
Yuck.
I was like, nah, I'll stand.
Peel yourself off every
time.
Yeah. You know, I think people are too sensitive. At the end of the day, she is a pop star. This is how pop stars dress. You know what I mean? Like, if her booty hole, it was just her butt.
Butt.
You know,
yeah.
If this was, let's be honest, if this was Bella Hadid, no one would have said anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
this
don't
is
the Lakers
a size
girls
issue.
Also
yeah.
Have, like, very tiny shorts on, too.
Yeah.
So, it's like,
I mean, who cares? Yeah.
Also, we all have butts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why are we surprised by seeing one?
Yeah. This was too extra about, you know, people trying to make it something that it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that the president came out and said, you know, we support
That's
Lizzo.
Great.
She's
yes.
welcome here anytime. Because he knows she's the biggest thing right now anyway.
Yeah.
So he's trying to burn that bridge.
Yeah. She should be doing Staples Center shows so she doesn't have to do so many.
At the Palladium.
Yeah. It's small in there, right? I've never been.
Yeah.
At the Palladium.
Oh, yeah. It's not that big.
She had to do multiple nights because so many people wanted to go see her. And I still didn't get to go.
Yeah. And I was there. But honestly, I left early.
Really?
Oh,
was
no.
it too crowded?
No, it was good, but it's just like she kept like in between every song trying to do like inspirational quotes and shit, and I'm like, I'm not here to listen to you talk. I want to see a performance.
Yeah.
Like, your songs are the inspirational quotes. I don't need extra inspirational quotes. Mm-hmm. So I was over it.
Sometimes I hate when artists do that in between songs. They have like a memorized monologue.
Yeah, and it's like, so fucking long. And it's just like, get to the
Thank
fucking
you
songs.
Thank you so much for being here with me tonight. This night is magical and I'll remember it forever.
Yeah, we like, get it.
Yeah, I wrote this song when blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so, we get it. Just perform the fucking song. Shake your fucking ass.
Yeah. Though I wish the Jonas Brothers would talk more in between their songs. They don't talk at all.
But I guess that's my ideal concert.
Yeah, me too. Like, just get to the point and get on the road. Because guess what? I got to go to bed. I'm tired. I am 28. I don't have time for this.
I know. I want this to be just like I'm listening to the CD.
Exactly. Because guess what? At the end of the day, Lizzo and every other artist out there, I can sing the song myself in my bedroom. And it's just as good.
It's true.
Now, Camila Cabello cannot stop talking about Shawn Mendes.
Oh, God.
But, obsessed. But, you know, we do love Young Love.
It's cute.
Quote, I think that he's a very kind of pure, free energy. Like, he'll say to me sometimes, oh, I had to talk to this person because it made my heart hurt. And I feel like he feels this need to kind of lift that weight or whatever is hurting him in order for him to be free. And I think that's really beautiful. I think it's because this purity that he has that I don't think that he can lie or fake because it hurts his heart. He's like he's just like a very pure person. And I think he's constantly kind of lifting those weights off of him because he can't live like that. And I love that about him. What the fuck is she talking about?
I don't know.
how old are they? They're very young.
I think like he's 21 and she's 23.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like very young love.
Yeah.
He's so pure hearted.
Oh my God. He's so deep.
He talks to people because it hurts him. What?
It hurts
his
heart.
He's so sensitive.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't know. It feels...
This is too extra. Girl, stop talking. I'm so over it. I feel like this is all publicity stuff for them. And it's like, I don't care. Yeah. If you guys ever want to date. Why do we have to care?
Do you think they were put together by the
business? The label? Yeah. Okay. I think they were to sell albums. Because honestly, she's not that talented. She's not Normani.
Yeah, they're like what is it called like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, but like a
worse version.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that, guys?
Well, it's just like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, and then Camila Cabello and Shawn.
Yeah, same exact thing. A Latina with a white man.
She was in Fifth Harmony, right?
Yeah.
She
shouldn't have left.
Oh gosh, every time you post that video of them on Jimmy Kimmel,
it's my favorite video. I honestly, let me tell you, when the world ends in like 15 years because of the climate and you know, in thousands of years, you know, organisms start to evolve and create new life and you know, researchers and scientists, the only thing I want them to find is that video clip.
What is this video clip?
Okay, so it's Fifth Harmony performing Work From Home, but it starts with them performing in the lot of Jimmy Kimmel next to a like forklift.
Oh my God.
And it's, and then Normani's like hammering a tire.
Oh, right.
And Dinah Jane is just pouring water on the truck to clean it down. And it's just so random.
Because
it doesn't make sense what they're doing.
Yeah, no kidding.
I wanted to know whoever choreographed it was like, oh, Normani, hammer the tire.
Right. That looks like work. That looks like work.
Donna Jane, open a water bottle and just pour it on the truck.
You know, like construction workers do.
What a waste of water.
One tiny water bottle for a whole forklift.
Oh, it's so good.
Finally, my last story. Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' wedding photos are now being banned from popular wedding sites, including Pinterest and The Knot, as part of a larger decision to no longer highlight photos of plantation weddings. Blake and Ryan wed at the Boone Hall Plantation in Charleston in 2012. Quote, plantations are physical reminders of one of the most horrific human rights abuse the world has ever seen. The decision to glorify plantations as nostalgic sites of celebration is not an empowering one for Black women and justice-minded people who use your sites. The wedding industry routinely denies the violent conditions Black people face under chattel slavery by promoting plantations as romantic places to marry. While The Knot's new policy will prohibit languages that glorifies, celebrates, or romanticizes Southern plantation history, Pinterest is going further and taking steps to remove previously posted photos of plantation weddings from the site. Quote, weddings should be symbolic of love and unity. Plantations represent none of those things. We are working to limit the distribution of these contents and accounts across our platforms and continue to not accept or advertise from them, a Pinterest spokesperson said. This is just enough. I love this.
I love that, yeah, too.
I don't even get why they would have gotten married in a plantation in the first place.
I know. Mm. Are either of them from the South? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think Ryan Reynolds is Canadian. And Blake Lively has a fake nose.
It's like there are so many other places to get married. Right.
Yeah. You gotta Canada.
Yeah, get married in Canada.
Yeah, I want to know when Sioux Plantation is changing their name.
I mean, that whole thing is crazy. Just call all of them Sweet Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Go it's back.
A cuter name anyway.
But also, like, who's eating a Sioux Plantation these days? Anyways, let me tell you. Okay, well, I used to eat there all the time, but let me tell you, the last few times I went to the one in Los Feliz.
Our favorite one.
Right. There's too much water. They don't drain the lettuce when they wash it. There's too much water in the little.
I do agree.
Okay, so I went once, and I was eating a salad, and I stopped in the middle of eating my salad, and I said, "This salad tastes like water," and everyone laughed at me like I was crazy. Thank you.
It's just sitting in its own dirty water. It's like you wash it in a colander, shake it out, and then put it in the container.
Yeah, they're
washing it in the container. It seems. Putting upside down and it's just sitting in its own dirty water. To me, it's disgusting because the lettuce is not crisp. It's soggy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, give me a Gelson salad bar over that any day.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah. You just validated my water salad comment and I feel seen.
Okay. But let me tell you, the one at Beverly Center's?
It's good?
It's good. It's something like that. Okay. They drain their lettuce.
Okay, good. Okay. Oh, we got to go all the way over there then next time.
Oh, okay.
Now the one all the way in Northridge?
Uh-huh.
The best.
Really?
Yes. Oh,
gotta go to Northridge.
Okay.
It's not Northridge, it's that area, forever it's called.
Wherever.
Somewhere over there. Somewhere deep in the valley.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Where movies are still like $10.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. But honestly, you just gotta get the AMC pass. It's like a steal.
Everyone keeps saying, but I go to movies like once a month.
That's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, maybe it's crazy because I was sitting in a movie at AMC, you know, because I go like at least once a week because it's three a week.
The
price of $20 a month. And some guy's like, I don't even get the point of getting that. Like, how sad must your life be to go to the movies three times a week? And I'm sitting there like, oh, fuck, he's calling me out.
Rude.
But he was talking to his friend and it's some random person.
That's an insecure person.
I know. I'm like, because I go to the movies alone. Like, I don't get the point of going to movies with people. You can't talk to people while you're at the movies.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you can talk to them after about it, but like.
But I love it. Yeah. I used to have movie pass, but even then I'd get like pressured to be like, I got to see at least one movie this month.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have time.
Me, I just like going to the movies because it's fun. Yeah.
It is. I love it.
I like recliner chairs.
Oh, that's it. And let me tell you, I only go to AMC 8. Oh, wait, I shouldn't tell people where I go. Never mind.
Oh, but I want to know, the one in the mall?
I only go to the AMCs where there's recliners. In 2019, I told myself I want to be comfortable at all times. It's what I deserve.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And if I'm not in a recliner, I'm not seeing a movie.
Oh,
yeah. That's it. It's not happening.
That's why I don't like the 16.
Yeah.
Really?
Unless it's like a prime where there's recliners.
Yeah.
Half the time I'm in a recliner, though, I just fall right asleep.
I don't. But let me tell you.
You're so comfortable.
The person next to me at Parasite fell asleep.
Oh, in a recliner? Probably.
Yeah, but I think
like
it's because
completely horizontal in those things.
I think it was because they didn't realize they had to read subtitles, maybe. Yeah, I mean, he completely passed out. I was like, what?
He's like, oh, this is a bedtime story.
Yeah.
I will say I just started going to the Alamo Draft House downtown, and that's very nice. They have recliner chairs, and you get served food while you're eating.
Oh, I want to go to one of those.
I know. I was going to go there once. On a date, but then it got canceled.
Oh, boo.
Well,
but that's fine, because let me tell you, because I wouldn't want to pay for it, and it was AMC.
There you go.
Okay.
Let's go to Alamo.
But yeah, let's go to Alamo right now. Bye, we got to go. It's been Extra Extra, your favorite podcast. Again, follow me on Instagram.
And me too, at Hey Allen.
And me too, at Lady Tom Hanks.
Until next time, bye.
Bye.
I don't have an ending.
Hi folks, Sean Watkins here. I'm here to tell you about my podcast/album called This Is Who We Are. That's right, it's a podcast and a record, all rolled into one. Each episode features one song off the record paired up with a conversation with a guest who is related to that song in some way. Guests include Jackson Brown, Inara George, Kate McCoochie, and the conversations aren't about these songs specifically. The songs just serve as sort of a topical springboard that hopefully will lend a little context to this new album of mine. sort of like a modern day version of liner notes, only much more personal. The podcast and the album are both called This Is Who We Are. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.